Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Vereinbaren is to arrange. Vereinbaren, to arrange. How would you say I arrange? Ich vereinbare. How would you say we arrange? Wir vereinbaren. How would you say you arrange? Du vereinbarst. How would you say you guys arrange? Ihr vereinbart. How would you say we arrange a meeting? Wir vereinbaren eine Besprechung. Die Besprechung is the German word for meeting. We can also use meeting. Wir vereinbaren ein Meeting. Das Meeting. Or wir vereinbaren eine Besprechung. Die Besprechung. How would you say we arrange an appointment? Wir vereinbaren einen Termin. Der Termin is the appointment. And notice, we say einen Termin. Why do we say einen with en at the end? Because der Termin, actually masculine, here becomes accusative. Because vereinbaren is an accusative verb. What you arrange is the direct object. In German, the accusative object. And the masculine accusative article is den, with en at the end. So we carry on the same ending and we say, wir vereinbaren einen Termin. How would you say we arrange a conversation? Wir vereinbaren ein Gespräch. Notice here, ein without any ending, because it's das Gespräch, neuter. And in accusative, the neuter article is the same, das. The only one that is different in accusative is the masculine one that becomes den. Wir vereinbaren ein Gespräch. How would you say we arrange the appointment? Wir vereinbaren den Termin. How would you say, when do we arrange the appointment? Wann vereinbaren wir den Termin? How would you say, when do we arrange the conversation? Wann vereinbaren wir das Gespräch? Das Gespräch for the conversation. How do we say in the past, we've arranged? Wir haben vereinbart. You see, vereinbart is the participle. Just the T at the end. No GE, because vereinbaren has the prefix ver, but it's an unseparable prefix, so there's no space. It's unseparable. There's no space for the GE. So we just say in the participle vereinbart, ending with a T. Wir haben vereinbart. We have arranged. How would you say we have arranged an appointment? Wir haben einen Termin vereinbart. And notice, vereinbart, the participle, is now the second verb because we use the auxiliary verb haben to build the past. Wir haben, we have. Now the participle vereinbart, the second verb, is kicked to the very end. In German, whenever you have two verbs or two parts of verbs, the second one is kicked to the very end. Wir haben einen Termin vereinbart. How would you say, We have arranged a conversation. Wir haben ein Gespräch vereinbart. How would you say, we arranged an appointment with a client? Wir haben einen Termin mit dem Kunden vereinbart. Mit dem Kunden, with a client. Mit is a preposition that triggers always the dative. So, der Kunde, actually masculine, the client, becomes now dem, because dem is the masculine dative article. Dem Kunden. Now, we say here Kunden with an N, as if it were a plural form. That's because der Kunde is a special noun in German, part of the weak nouns, and it adds an N in the singular form when it's used as an object. But for now, take it as it is. We say mit dem Kunden, with a client. So we add an N. Mit dem Kunden, with N at the end. Mit dem Kunden. Wir haben einen Termin mit dem Kunden vereinbart. How would you say we have arranged a conversation with a client? Wir haben ein Gespräch mit dem Kunden vereinbart. How would you say we arranged an appointment with a client for the presentation? Wir haben einen Termin für eine Präsentation mit dem Kunden vereinbart. Für eine Präsentation, for a presentation. Für is a preposition that triggers always accusative. Für eine Präsentation. Wir haben einen Termin für eine Präsentation mit dem Kunden vereinbart. You see, vereinbart is kicked to the very end, the participle. How would you say, we have arranged a conversation for a presentation with a client? Wir haben ein Gespräch für eine Präsentation mit dem Kunden vereinbart. How would you say, we arranged the conversation for August the 15th? Wir haben das Gespräch für den 15. August vereinbart. Für den 15. August. For August the 15th. Für den. Für triggers always accusative. For the day. We use here a date. We use den because it's a day. Der Tag. In accusative masculine, den. So, für den. And notice, we use an ordinal number. We don't say 15, 15. We say 15th. Für den 15. So, we add 10 at the end. Für den 15. August. For August the 15th. Wir haben das Gespräch für den 15. August vereinbart. How would you say, we arranged the appointment for August the 15th? Wir haben den Termin für den 15. August vereinbart. How would you say, we arranged the presentation for August the 15th? Wir haben die Präsentation für den 15. August vereinbart. Great! Next time we'll go through the verb verkleinern, to reduce. Verkleinern, to reduce. Like when you say, can you reduce the picture? So here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I sent you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.